T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, it's time to talk some golf. Jason Sobel is with us. Jason is a senior golf writer for the Action Network. He's covered golf for a long time with ESPN, the Golf Channel, and more. The Ryder Cup is in Paris. It starts on Friday, and everybody's excited about it, especially now with Tiger Woods seeming to be back. Or is he back? Jason, thanks for joining us. And before we get to the Ryder Cup specifically, do you believe Tiger Woods is back?
Oh, I believe he was back way before he won the Tour Championship this week. I think he proved it with title contentions in Tampa, at Bay Hill, at the Open Championship, at the PGA. He's had a very good year and an unbelievable year for a guy who a year ago didn't know if he'd ever play competitive golf again. So, yes, he is absolutely back. And that was just the icing on the cake the other day with the Tour Championship victory. And I expect many more over the next year plus because he just seems like he's picking up momentum from here.
You know, it seemed like, you know, years ago that he would definitely break the record for the most majors. And for the last few years, like, well, okay, I guess it's not going to happen. Do you now think he can break that record again, or is that too tall a task at this point?
Well, I'll tell you this much. He has a better chance than he did a year ago. How's that sound? I have no idea. It's the one question that just continues to boggle my mind. You know, I analyze and try to predict things in golf for a living, and the Tiger major question, if you ask me right now, I think he can win one or two more. If you ask me 5 minutes from now, I'll have a different answer for you, and I'm not even sure if it's going to be more or less than that number. So I really struggle with this one, quite honestly, on a daily basis. I don't know which way I want to go, but I do think the fact that he's now got a win under his belt, I think that at some point he at least picks off one more major. I don't know if he's got four or five more in him to tie or maybe even pass Jack Nicklaus, but that's okay. Just for him to come back to this point where he is right now and possibly win another one, I think that's a pretty good end to a career.
What do you think was his biggest issue? Was it the mental approach, or was it just his physical issues, his body that was breaking down, his knee, his back, and things like that?
No, it was all the back. This is a fourth back surgery that he had last year, just about a year and a half ago, the spinal fusion surgery. So it wasn't mental. It was the fact that he could not physically swing a golf club and could not really get out of bed and even walk. So, I mean, he's come such a long way in such a short amount of time to get to the point where he is at right now. So the mental stuff was in the past. We saw him struggling with chipping a while ago. We've seen him go through personal issues that obviously affected him between the ropes, but I think that's all long gone. And I think that right now, probably the biggest hurdle for him moving forward is trying to beat all of these other young, really good players out there who are all hungry to go out there and get wins just like he is.
You know, what's interesting is that a lot of the young stars in the game today were just kids when Tiger was in his heyday, and now that Tiger is back, it sort of makes for a unique dynamic with Tiger being, you know, on top of his game going up against these young guys.
I've been saying it for a few years now that if Tiger Woods could get back to the level that he is now at right now, we could have a golden age in the game for the next 3, 4, 5 plus years, and that these young players have learned how to win. They're world-class players. They're ultra-talented. And then you throw Tiger Woods and even Phil Mickelson, the older generation, into the mix. I just think it's, like you said, a great dynamic. You can have fathers sitting on the couch on Sunday afternoons rooting for Tiger and Phil, while their teenage sons who have grown up watching Jordan Spieth and Justin Thomas are rooting for guys like that. And I just think the game is in a really good, healthy place right now because of it.
We're talking with Jason Sobel, senior golf writer for the Action Network. Jason, one area that Tiger Woods has often struggled, even when he was good, is the Ryder Cup. He does not have a great record. In fact, he has a losing record at the Ryder Cup. Why do you think he has struggled often at the Ryder Cup?
It's a great question. I think that Tiger has more focused on major championships, World Golf Championships, regular season events on the PGA Tour, and looked at the game more as an individual event. I don't know that, and I don't think he doesn't want to win the Ryder Cup. He obviously wants to win. He wants to win his matches, but it just hasn't meant as much to him. I think that's changed, though, now. When the U.S. team produces Task Force, which sounded silly and we all giggled at it a few years ago after they lost the last time we were in Europe in 2014, but they gave them a personal investment. Guys like Tiger and Phil and Ricky Fowler became very involved in the process of picking captains and picking players for the team and being a part of this. And I think now that Tiger is fully invested in the U.S. team itself, I think that, first of all, he's going to want to win more. He's going to be more motivated. And secondly, all these other young players he's become very friendly with in the time that he was away and serving as a vice captain on the last few international teams. So I expect him, whether he's playing with a Patrick Reed or a Bryson DeChambeau or a Justin Thomas, to go out there and have a really fun, good time playing with these guys and try to lift them up and give them a victory as well.
Jason, the United States won this event the last time they had it in 2016 in Minnesota. But overall, the European team is obviously dominated. I think they've won six of the last eight. And, correct me if I'm wrong, the United States hasn't won in Europe since 1993. Is that 25 years? Is that accurate?
That's accurate. Okay. Quarter century.
Why do you think is it just that and obviously the Americans have done better and on the home course. Is it as simple as, well, European players play on the European courses more? What do you make of this domination in Europe and just in general with six of the last eight for the European team?
It's a fascinating question, and I don't know that there's a right answer. I think that's why we keep trying to guess and keep trying to figure it out. I don't think it's a coincidence. I think that if it was a coincidence at some point over the last 25 years, the U.S. would have won on European soil, but for whatever reason, it just hasn't happened for them. And you look at this team, I think this team has more cohesion. I think this team has better chemistry than most of the U.S. teams have had in the past. We used to talk about Europe and trying to explain that success, that dominance, and we'd say, well, all the Europeans travel together, they hang out together, they eat together, they drink together, and so there's more cohesion as a 12-man unit. And I think the tides have turned. I think that the U.S. team has now at least leveled the playing field, if not surpassed the European team. And the fact that these guys go on vacation together, a lot of them live in South Florida and play golf on their off weeks together, and they get along really well. So I think that dynamic has changed, and we'll see if that helps them win some matches this week.
What's this course supposed to be like?
It's a very cool course. I think that this is going to serve as a tremendous venue for the Ryder Cup this week. You won't need many drivers. You'll see guys hitting a lot of fairway woods and irons off the tees, but that doesn't mean it's easy. When they had the Open de France here just a few months ago, Alex Noren won. He plays for the European team this week with a score of just 7-under. So a lot of players, Jordan Spieth included, Justin Rose, each said it today, that you're going to see players winning holes with pars, as opposed to most Ryder Cups where it takes a birdie to win a hole. So I think it's going to be a little bit of a different look for the Ryder Cup this year, and that it's going to play tougher than past venues. And I don't know if that favors any one team. I don't know if that favors any one type of player, but I do think it'll be pretty fun for the fans to watch.
I'm guessing there are some fans that haven't watched the Ryder Cup since Tiger hasn't been a great player. There's a lot of fans that don't watch golf because Tiger hasn't really been in the mix. But now, maybe some more eyeballs on this Ryder Cup specifically. Can you explain just a little bit to the fans, including myself, who don't really know all the details and what it takes to actually win this match for the United States?
Sure. Well, we've got 28 points available. So you've got a four-ball session starting on Friday morning, which is best ball. So two-man teams, the best score for each partnership wins the hole. And then in the afternoon is foursomes, which is alternate shot. And then they do it again with four more matches on Saturday morning and four more on Saturday afternoon. And then 12 singles matches on Sunday, where you match them up like it sounds like singles, you know, man on man. And you go out there, and the U.S. team actually only needs 14 points to retain the cup. This is how it works. There are no ties in the Ryder Cup. 14 would retain it. The European team needs to win 14.5 in order to win the cup back. And it should be decided on Sunday afternoon, as it usually is, coming down to the wire.
So who you got, Jason? Who's the winner? Who are you picking?
I'm taking the U.S. team. I just think it's time for them to win on European soil. Like I said, I think that there's a lot more team chemistry there. Jim Furyk is a guy who I think has been one of the most prepared golfers that I've ever seen in 15 years of covering this game, and I think that as a captain, he is going to be more prepared than perhaps any captains we've seen in a long time, and I think that he is a great guy to go out there and lead this team to a victory this week. So I think they've really got everything going for them this week.
Jason, last thing, you know, I know you got this pay-per-view event coming up with the, you know, one-on-one match between Phil Mickelson and Tiger Woods. I was a little disappointed that they put it on pay-per-view. I don't know whose decision that was. Do you think, you know, when you, as Dustin said, there are some more casual golf fans who maybe were into it with Tiger, maybe they went away for a little bit, some of them, and maybe now they're looking to come back. Is this a missed opportunity to not have this on free TV?
Yeah, and I think they tried that, and I think for whatever reason, programming just didn't work for them. I spoke with Phil Mickelson about it the other day, and the reports were it was going to be $24.95 or something like that, and he thinks they might get it down to just $20. And he said, look, if you're sitting there – two other friends and each throw in $7. I mean, it's less than the price of a movie and you get 4 or 5 hours of entertainment off of this thing. So he doesn't seem to think it's going to be an issue. They've got sponsors for it, and I think it's going to be pretty fun to watch. We'll see how it goes, and if it is successful, I expect to see many more similar type of events in the future.
Are they going to do an individual bet, just personal between the two of them?
There will be some betting going on. I think more of the betting is going to be for the general public who's watching on TV, but there will be a couple of side bets per nine holes, maybe for some charitable contributions from Tiger and Phil towards each other's foundations.
The Action Network is the app that makes you a better bettor with real-time spreads, decades of gambling-specific data and analysis, and the ability to track every bet you make. Share your wins with your friends and stay up to speed on the sports info that impacts you the most. Download the free app at actionnetwork.com/app. Jason Sobel, we appreciate the time, man. Thanks so much for joining us.
You got it. Thanks for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.